Okay, thank you. Good morning. This is a regular meeting of the Annuity and Pension Board of the Employees Retirement System of the City of Milwaukee. It's Monday, May 24th at approximately 9:02 a.m. Could we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Ms. Ford? Ms. Ford?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. King? Not present as yet. Mr. Klusman?
Here.
Mr. Kovac? Ms. Sawa?
Here.
And Mr. Conrad?
Here.
Quorum.
Mr. Siddiqui, can you let us know who's attending the meeting?
Sure. We're on the list. Ms. Sawa, Mr. Gopalan, Mr. Silber, Ms. Ford, Mr. Sawa, Mr. Petropoulos, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Allen, Ms. Dirk, Mr. Bell, Ms. Johnson, Mr. Kovac, Mr. McLean, Mr. Conrad, Mr. Cartwright, Mr. Klusman, Mr. Lubarsky, Ms. Wills, and Terry Siddiqui.
Okay, thank you. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the regular meeting held April 26, 2021. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Oh, Mr. Conrad, this is Mr. Allen. I did have one request for a revision to the minutes on page 5. It's the one word, I think it's the first full paragraph under the heading unfinished business. The word mute appears in the second or third sentence from the bottom of that paragraph. Really, I think what's intended here is the word moot, M-O-O-T. So with that suggestion, I guess we could call for a motion.
All right, where was that again? I don't see it. Oh, there it is. It's the fourth line from the bottom.
Yeah, it says mute. It really, I think what was intended was moot.
Moot.
Yeah.
Correct. All right, with that revision, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Mr. Klusman, I'll motion.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Is there a second?
Kovac, second.
Thank you, Mr. Kovac. The motion to approve the minutes has been moved and seconded. Hearing no objections, motion passes. The second item on the agenda is the Chief Investment Officer's Report. Mr. Silver.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Mr. Sauer has prepared a performance update for the board this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, sir. The fund ended the month of April with a value of $0.81 billion. The return of 2.7% gross of fees outperformed the blended benchmark by approximately 43 basis points. April was an interesting month in the stock market, so the trend this year has certainly been that small cap and value stocks have outperformed on a year-to-date basis. We did see that reverse a little bit in April, and large and growth stocks led the way. That proved to be a favorable environment for a manager like William Blair, and they added 15 basis points to the fund's relative returns. We also saw some strong real estate reports come in that added 8 basis points to relative returns. The fund's allocation was favorable for returns. So you can see in that chart in the bottom right, the fund ended the month of April with a big overweight to public equity. We also started the month of April with a similar overweight that added 8 basis points to the fund's returns, and the underweights to the other asset classes actually helped as well, adding smaller amounts. And then, as I mentioned, with large and growth leading the way, the fund's intentional biases to small and value detracted this month, although they've been quite favorable year to date. As of May 20th, the fund is up approximately 0.8% in May, which brings the year-to-date return to 7.1% net of fees, and the approximate value to $5.86 billion. 13 out of the fund's 16 active mandates are outperforming year-to-date on a net of fee basis, and the public equity, fixed income, and absolute return asset classes, along with the total fund, are exceeding their respective benchmarks year-to-date net of fees. Year-to-date, we've generated $396.0 million of investment gains, paid out benefits and expenses of $154.2 million, and we've received contributions of $85.6 million. This month, the withdrawals we'll be making are $8 million from DFA US Small Cap Value, $7 million from MFS, $6 million from the BlackRock Russell 1000 Value, $6 million from DFA Large Cap Value, and $4 million each from AQR and Brandis. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to take them at this time. Otherwise, that concludes my report.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sauer. Any questions for him?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Glusman?
Yes, Mr. Glusman.
Yeah, Eric, just one simple one. What at the top of the page there where you mentioned the 2.7% return?
Yes.
When is that? Because I see like the 7.1 and the 0.8 for the month of May and 7.1 year to date. What is the 2.7 from?
The 2.7 is the April return.
Okay.
That section is the monthly April update.
So that's just for the month of April or year to date April? Yes.
No, that's just for the month of April. Yeah, 2.7 and for the month.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? All right, hearing none, we'll go on to item number three. New business, item A, retirements, death claims, and refunds for April. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the report are the normal monthly reports for the retirements, death claims, and refunds. There's nothing unusual to report here. It's strictly a housekeeping item to approve the payroll. So if anybody has any questions or comments, please let me know. Otherwise, it's just the monthly payroll that we need a resolution for. Thank you.
All right, the motion is to approve the retirements, death claims, and refunds for April. Would I have a motion to approve?
Mr. Campbell, I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Do we have a second?
Bell will second.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. The retirement, death claims, and refunds for April have been motion to be approved and seconded. Hearing no objections, the motion passes. The next item is B, conference requests for May.
Mr. Chairman, we have one conference request from Matt Bell to attend the NC First Financial Actuarial Legislative and Legal Fall Conference. That's going to be held in Scottsdale, Arizona, September 26th to 28th. And NC First has posted a notice saying that their conferences after, I believe, August 21st will be held in person. That's their plan. And so Mr. Bell would like to attend September 26th to 28th.
Okay, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr.
Chair.
Yes?
Mr. Chair, this is Mr. Campbell. If possible, I know late notice, but I would like to be added to attend that conference as well.
All right, we will add you to the conference. Mr. Allen, do we need a motion to approve this, or?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
The motion is to approve attendance at the Seekers Conference by Mr. Allen and Mr. Campbell. Can we have a motion to approve?
This is for will approve the bill.
Thank you. Can we have a second?
This is Aisha. I'll second.
Thank you. Having a motion and a second, the conference request is approved. Next item on medical reports. First item is all duty and ordinary disability applications and reexaminations for April.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All the reexams on the first page were recommended for approval by both the city and the union doctors. And then on the second page, we have reexams, and there's two new applications as well. One for a fellow from DPW operations for ordinary, Jeffrey Granberry, as a new application. And the other one was from MPS for ordinary disability as well, and that's Tarji Hurd. And they're new applications, and they're recommended for approval by the medical council.
All right. What action do we have to take on that, if any?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, could you repeat that?
I said, do we have to take any action on those, or we just...
Oh, sure. We need a motion for approval. Thank you.
All right. Can we have a motion to approve those applications?
Mr. Campbell, I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Mr. Bell, you want a second?
Yes, Bell can second.
Thank you. The motion is, has been moved to be approved and seconded. No hearing, no objections. The motion passes. Item B is a disability finding involving Alexis David Acosta.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if you could read the findings in bold from the hearing officer into the record, that would be what we need to do, and then approve them or ask for approval.
Thank you. Yes, I'll read that hearing examiner Wasileski's conclusion. He concluded, based on the foregoing, I recommend approval of the Annuity and Pension Board decision denying disability retirement benefits due to malingering with respect to the PTSD and severe depressive disorders. As to the alcohol use disorder, I recommend approval of the Annuity and Pension Board decision denying disability retirement benefits because Mr. Acosta is not permanently and totally disabled and unable to perform the duties of a police officer. And that's the end of the statement. So do we have a motion to approve the hearing examiner's decision?
Mr. Chair, this is Mr. Campbell. I'm not making a motion. Do you want to put something on the record regarding this?
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Acosta started the police department as a police aide about 18 or 19 years of age. He worked in the same unit as I did, and I knew him at that time. Some years later, when the shooting ended up happening at Children's Hospital, I was the first detective to respond, and I ended up being one of the case detectives for that case. I ended up securing a confession from the gunman in the instance who had pointed a gun at Mr. Acosta and met with the prosecution and testified against the suspect. I saw how the incident affected Mr. Acosta in a negative light for and how it changed him. I obviously have a personal involvement in this. I've spoken to him about the incident and how it affected him. I don't think that I would be able to separate my personal involvement from any decision involving his case, and for that I would ask to abstain from any vote or any kind of action regarding Mr. Acosta. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Campbell. When a vote is taken, simply state that you are abstaining and it will be recorded as such. Any additional comments on this issue? All right, hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Mr. Klusman, a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Is there a second?
Board, a second.
All right, thank you. Can we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Mr. Bell? Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Abstain.
Thank you. Ms. Ford?
Aye.
Ms. King?
Aye.
Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Mr. Kovac?
Aye.
Ms. Sawa?
Aye.
And Mr. Conrad?
Aye.
Majority, 7-1.
Motion passes. Next item is item 5, unfinished business. The first item is pending legal opinions and service requests report.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, go ahead, Patrick, on the legal opinions.
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, I was muted, having trouble unmuting. Thank you, Mr. Allen. Assistant City Attorney Patrick McLean. As the board can see from the report, we are fairly well caught up on assignments from the board. I'd be happy to address any specific questions any member has.
Patrick, I just want to give you an opportunity to say there are no items on the list of shame that are unfulfilled. So thank you very much for your diligent work and for that of your colleagues in your office as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, Mr. McLean, you're making me look bad because when I had your job, I always had a long list of unfinished opinions.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Klusman.
Yes, Mr. Klusman.
Just a point of order before we get too far down the road. Regarding the record on the last item, it was stated that it was 7-1 majority. Wouldn't that be a unanimous decision because the one was an abstention?
I think you're correct, yes. It should be recorded as 7 yes votes and 1 abstention, which would be a unanimous vote of those voting.
Yeah, not a majority, a unanimous. Okay, thank you.
The minutes should reflect. Next item is a pending legislation report.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, there's no activity this past month. So there's no new items, no entries on this report to report.
All right. Next item is executive director's report, inventory of ERS projects.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Somebody will you say something?
No, disregard.
Okay, so the first item is a personnel update. On the network administrator position, the Finance and Personnel Committee met last week and approved the pay range for that position. So recruiting can now begin now that we have a pay range for this position. It went through the Civil Service Commission and was reclassified, and hopefully we'll have some success in filling this position. It's been around for a while. On member services, we had quite a few retirees in April 31, and we're expecting even more in May. 58 are currently anticipated for the May payroll. In addition, we had some activity, significant activity on workshops. We conducted a workshop for MMSC on the 20th of April. 84 people signed up and attended. And then with the second one, 78 members were signed up. So there's a lot of interest, apparently, in MMSD and their forthcoming retirement. There was also a special virtual new employee orientation for DPW on the 4th of this month, and we had 24 people attend that. Skipping down to financial services, we sent out the second notification letter on the outside earnings test in this month, which is a routine annual item for people. They need to send in their 1040s if they're on disability or early retirement, so we can see if they had outside earnings. On item B, we're continuing to work with the actuary and the financial auditor to review and substantiate the valuation. And the good news there is the draft valuation is complete now. The staff have had an opportunity to review it. We've had some discussions, of a few minor typographical type corrections we've asked for. And I think the really good news is that the funded status of the plan is very stable. It's actually up a tick from 80.1% to 80.4% funded for 2021. And that's substantially a result of some of the terrific investment return years we had in the last 5 years. Now, you know, we don't recognize them all at once. We smooth the investment results over 5 years. So we had a couple of good years there where we had 16 and 18% return. And so the actuarial return on assets for 2020 was above expected. It was 8.92%. And that that raised the fund up a little bit in terms of its funded status. So Larry will be in to give a complete presentation next month. And if anybody has any questions or comments about anything in the valuation, that's probably the time to bring it up. The financial audit field work is going well, and the financial auditors are reviewing the CAFR currently. They'll be in July to give their presentation on the CAFR, and we also received a certificate of transparency from NCPERS in regard to good disclosure, our CAFR. So that's always a nice recognition for the system. Lastly, IT, I should never say IT is last. IT, but everything is green, and that's really good news in this troubled world of ours where we have lots of, hacking attacks, but everything is going well in IT. And then lastly, the Judicial and Legislative Committee of the Common Council met earlier, and they approved a resolution to remove a proposal from the city's 2021 legislative package that requested state legislation to authorize the city to contribute more or less than annual actuarially required employer contributions to the ERS. There's a copy of the legislative text of that resolution that was sponsored by Alderman Kovacs, a member of our board, a trustee on our board, and he did a very nice, succinct job in explaining to the committee that really this was a unnecessary resolution because really the contributions are controlled by the charter. It was also premature. Alderman Kovacs, if you have any questions or comments on this, I would ask you to make them at this point if you would like to.
I said a lot of committee. I think this board knows kind of where we stand and where all the power lies. Thank you to board member Klusman for bringing this to our attention. It really never should have gotten as far as it's gone for the reasons I stated in my remarks at the meeting.
Thank you. And that would complete my report.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. The next item on the agenda, there's item D. It's titled Annuity and Pension Board Discretion Related to Plan Sponsor Effort to Seek State Legislation Relating to Employer Contributions. Could you explain that item, Mr. Allen?
Well, I think we just covered that item actually in my report. And there is a copy again of the resolution that was adopted by the Judd Light Committee that goes on to the full Common Council for approval. So that was simply it was going to be a discussion item, but I've given a report on it. I'm not sure there's any further discussion.
Mr. Chairman Lussman?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that's on there because I asked for it at the last meeting. I appreciate you putting it on there, and you can just disregard it, take it off. I appreciate Alderman Kovacs' work on file 210076, so that's not necessary anymore.
Right. I understand now this is here to, in the event that that provision was not withdrawn, what authority or discretion the board had to seek or to comment on this type of legislation. So it's now a moot matter.
M-O-O-T.
Right. The next item concerns a request by a duty disability beneficiary to waive the annual reexamination by the medical panel, and it requires us to go to closed session. Please be advised that the Annuity and Pension Board will convene a closed session on that item as provided in 19.85.1F Wisconsin State Statutes for considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories of this type of data of specific persons preliminary considerations of specific personnel problems or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which if discussed in public, would likely have a substantial adverse effect on the reputation of any person referred to in statistics or data or involved in such problem or investigations. Do I have a motion to go into closed session?
Mr. Conrad, this is Mr. Campbell. I'll make the motion.
Ms. King, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Are there any objections going into closed session? No objections noted.
We need a voice vote for that, you know, a roll call. I'm sorry.
I think we can go roll call.
Mr. Bell?
Aye.
Mr. Campbell?
Aye.
Ms. Ford?
Aye.
Ms. King?
Aye.
Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Mr. Kovac?
Aye.
Ms. Sawa?
Aye.
Mr. Conrad?
Aye.
Quorum. And then if you just say the time, I'll pause the recorder. Thanks.
All right. It is 9:28 a.m. and we're in closed session.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. We're in open session now.
Give me 1 second to get the public back on.
All right, okay. Yeah. We all set?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, it's now 10:16 a.m. and we're back in open session. I think the motion before us, as best as I can raise it, well, the matter before us, I think I can't make the motion, I can only describe the matter before us, is in response to a request to waive further reexaminations by disability militant, 90% disability militant, that we refer the request to the medical council as our advisor under chapter 36 to give us their opinion to a reasonable degree of medical certainty whether, based on the medical records available, the duty disability beneficiary will ever be able to rule whether it's possible for him to ever improve to the point that he can what is the phrase, make a living or obtain a livelihood, or in other words, able to work in some capacity, or able to work as a, Jerry, would it be as a police officer?
No, it would be any form of gainful employment.
Okay, any form of gainful employment. And that the staff be directed to formulate the question that includes those concepts and closely tracks the language of chapter 36. Does that about include it, Jerry?
That's I think so. Yes, it does. That is very comprehensive.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you all for those comments, too.
Okay. Is there a motion to direct the staff as I outlined?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Klusman?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Klusman.
I don't understand how the item on the agenda is a request for an annual re-exam waiver, and you just kind of made a motion and you're asking for someone to make your motion. I have a motion that I'd like to make, and that's to deny the request for a waiver from the annual re-exam requirement.
Okay. I didn't make a motion. I was just trying to restate what kind of what I thought was the sense of the board. So you're free to make a motion right now. So what is your motion?
My motion is to deny the request for a waiver from the annual reexamination requirement.
All right, is there a second? Is there a second? Well, apparently the motion fails for want of a second. Are there any other motions?
Mr. Bell with a question.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
I agree with that, with how it's written, that under subsection E that we are just dealing with the waiver, correct?
Yes.
All right.
And then the second part about what you said, Mr. Chairman, was just how we were going to go forward from that decision, from the request to the waiver.
Yes. The item on the agenda concerns the waiver. The motion was made to deny the waiver. The motion failed for want of a second. And now we're entertaining if anyone has a motion on how to proceed further with this request for a waiver.
This is Ms. King. I'm really, really confused what's happening right now. I feel like I'm completely lost here for a second. So what exactly is E asking us to do? What's on the table for us to vote on or deny or approve?
What's on the table is a request to waive the annual reexamination by the medical panel. There was a motion to deny the request, which failed for want of a second. So the request to waive the annual reexamination is still before us. So we can grant the request, or we can deny the request, or we can refer the matter, or we can send a question to the medical panel, give us guidance on how to deal with this request. And then at a later meeting, once we hear from the medical panel, we would then vote on the request. I think that's where we are.
Thank you, for explaining that to me. But just curious here, is this request, motion on here, request here, is it general as a whole? Or is it specific to that particular case discussed?
It's specific to that particular case.
In that case, I'd like to second Mr. Klusman's motion, if it's not too late.
Right, so Mr. Klusman's motion was to deny the request by a DDR beneficiary to waive the annual reexamination by the medical panel pursuant to a City of Waukesha Charter Ordinance 3653C1B. Do we have any objections to the motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
No, I guess I'd like a clarification. Yeah, thank you, Skovac. I'd like a clarification. Is there another motion coming that would include this motion? Or is this motion a standard? Like, does this motion preclude the next motion?
Well, I think if the motion passes denying the request, I think it's the end of the matter.
So if we want to do the motion that you had described but can't make, we need to object to this one and make another one.
That's correct.
I will object.
All right. Why don't we just have a roll call on this so we know where we are.
Mr. Bell?
Aye.
Mr. Campbell?
Aye.
Ms. Ford?
Pass.
What was that, Ms. Ford?
Pass at this point.
Okay. Ms. King?
Almost has a pass, unfortunately. Now I'm really confused that there should be a second motion on the table, so I'll pass at this time.
Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Ms. Sawa?
No.
And Mr. Conrad?
No.
Quorum, the majority.
What was the result?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Mr. Campbell?
Yeah, this is Mr. Campbell. I'd like to put forth a motion referring this to the medical council under the terms with which you described earlier. And I would like to put that motion forward.
All right, is there a second? Is there a second for that motion?
Bell will second.
Sir Bell's fine, thank you, Mr. Bell. Right, the motion is to refer the request to the medical council to advise the board on the, whether or not the reexamination should be continued as outlined earlier in my initial remarks. We have a roll call.
Mr. Bell?
Aye.
Mr. Campbell?
Aye.
Ms. Ford?
Aye.
Ms. King?
Aye.
Mr. Klusman?
No.
Mr. Kovak?
Aye.
Ms. Sawa?
Aye.
And Mr. Conrad?
Aye.
7-1 to refer it to the medical council.
Right, the motion passes. The next item is informational. Mr. Allen, is there anything in particular? Oh, let me back up here. The first item under informational involves a pending litigation report. My question is this a placeholder or is there actually something to report?
It's just a placeholder. We put the closed session language there in case there would be any update report, but there is not.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything in the informational packet that you feel the need to discuss particularly, Mr. Allen?
No, this is the general informational items for people to take a look at their leisure, and there's no action item in reference to any of these items.
Mr. Chair, Klusman?
Yes, Mr. Klusman.
Just for accuracy, part three cites a notice of claim filed and it's got incorrect information. It says an academy class of January 1st, 2000, but that's not the case. It's we received information on this in the past that class is of February 21st, 2000, and the report should be modified to accurately reflect that.
We can do that. Tommy and I did discuss this, and I guess I'm not that familiar with the nomenclature that's used in the police department, but I'm told it's the first class of 2000, but if you want to call it February 21st, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I was just checking the notice of claim, seeing what date exactly, but I'm pretty sure it's February 21st. And also, I don't think that the Milwaukee Police Academy does number their classes based on the when they begin, i.e. class number one of such a year and number two of such a year. But since our reports go out public and other people look at them, it should make sense because we should put the date, because the date, I think Mr. McLean will tell you, is going to be a significant piece of this case. But the viewing public deserves to know it, because literally in a class of one of 2021 could start in December. So it doesn't really tell anyone anything. It needs, just like you have here, but just with the correct date.
We'll be fine. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you.
All right, is there anything further on the informational items? Okay, hearing nothing further, is there a motion to adjourn?
I will motion.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Is there a second?
I shall will second.
Thank you, I chair the motion. Any objections to adjournment? Hearing none, we stand adjourned at 10:28 a.m. Thank you all very much.